Welcome to our fifth Sunday in Lent Worship podcast of Holy Cross Lutheran Church of Austin and our service Lutheran Church of Prancer, Minnesota. March 17, 2024, this is Pastor Orlando. We began our service in the name of our God, in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Make us know your ways, O Lord, and teach us your paths. Lead us in your truths and teach us, for your God of our salvation, for whom we wait. Amen. Let us confess our sins. If we say we have fellowship with God while we walk in darkness, we lie and do not live according to the truth. But if we walk in the light and we have fellowship with one another, and the blood of Jesus Christ cleanses us from all sins. Have mercy on us, O God, according to your steadfast love. According to your abundant mercy, blot out our transgressions. Wash us thoroughly from our iniquities and cleanse us from our sin. Create in us a clean heart, O God, and put a new right and a spirit within us. Cast us not away from your presence and take not your Holy Spirit from us. Restore to us the joy of your salvation and uphold us with a willing spirit. Amen. Since we confessed our sins, now hear the absolution. Our Heavenly Father has had mercy on us, and through Jesus Christ has set us free from sin, death, and the devil's power. Through the faith installed in us by the Holy Spirit, we know, and I declare as an ordained servant of Christ, that you are forgiven in the name of our God, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen.
Sing praise to God, the highest good, the
Our Old Testament reading for this Sunday is taken from the book of Jeremiah chapter 31, verse 31 through 34. The epistle is taken from the book of Hebrews chapter 5, verse 1 through 10. And our gospel reading is the gospel of Mark chapter 10, verse 32 through 45. Let us pray. Almighty God, by your great goodness, mercifully look upon your people, that we may be governed and preserved evermore in body and soul, through Jesus Christ, your Son, our Lord, who lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, one God and now forever. Amen.
A blessed day to you. This is a Bible study of the epistle lesson for the fifth Sunday in Lent. We begin with prayer. Almighty and eternal God, because it was your will that your Son should bear the pains of the cross for us, and thus remove from us the power of the adversary. Help us so to remember and give thanks for our Lord's passion, that we may receive remission of sins and redemption from everlasting death. Through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen. We're in the season of Lent, a season which prepares us to hear how our Savior Jesus Christ endured sufferings and death so that all our sins might be forgiven, or as we said in our prayer just a minute ago, so that our prayers, we might receive remission of our sins. Through his Son, Jesus Christ, God worked out his plan for our salvation, which culminated in Christ's resurrection from the dead. It's necessary that we hear the scriptures clearly during this season and during Holy Week, assuring us that God himself made this sacrifice for us through his Son because he loves us and he wants to save us. Let's keep this in mind as we listen attentively to our lesson today from Hebrews chapter 5, verses 1 to 10. For every high priest chosen from among men is appointed to act on behalf of men in relation to God, to offer gifts and sacrifices for sins. He can deal gently with the ignorant and wayward, since he himself is beset with weakness. Because of this, he is bound to offer sacrifices for his own sins, as well as for those of the people. And one does not take that honor upon himself, but he's called by God just as Aaron was. So also Christ did not exalt himself to be made a high priest, but was appointed by him who said to him, "You are my son today, I have begotten you." As he says also in another place, "You're a priest forever after the order of Melchizedek." In the days of his flesh, Jesus offered up prayers and supplications with loud cries and tears to him who was able to save him from death, and he was heard for his godly fear. Although he was a son, he learned obedience through what he suffered, and being made perfect, he became the source of eternal salvation to all who obey him, being designated by God a high priest after the order of Melchizedek. In our text today, we are reminded that Jesus is a high priest, our high priest. Jesus is a true high priest, being a man acting on behalf of men, clothed in our humanity, learning a human obedience by suffering. He is also that other qualification for true priesthood, divine appointment. He was called, appointed by God, and designated by God, a high priest after the order of Melchizedek. Sinful human priests must make sacrifices for their own sins as well as for others. This trait of the Old Testament priesthood is noted not because Jesus' priesthood has anything corresponding to it, but merely to illustrate the humanity of priesthood. So the Son of God becomes human in order to carry out his priestly duties for us. At his baptism, Jesus became one with mankind under God's anger in order to fulfill the righteousness God desired for mankind. As our high priest, Jesus learned obedience. One learns obedience, makes it one's own, by concrete acts of obedience. This the Son did, by obeying even when obedience meant taking the cup of suffering, which man's sin had mixed. Through these obedient acts for us, he was made perfect, that is, perfectly qualified to be the source of salvation to all who obediently confess him as their high priest. He was made perfect through suffering, namely, his temptation in the desert, and his ordeal on the cross. Though he was the eternal Son of God, it was necessary for him, as the incarnate Son, to learn obedience. Not that he was ever disobedient, but that he was called on to obey to an extent he had never before experienced. The temptations he faced were real, and the battle for victory was difficult. But where Adam failed and fell, Jesus resisted and prevailed. His humanity was therefore completed, that is, made perfect. And on the basis of this perfection, he could become the source of eternal salvation for us. Why was it necessary that the Son of God become man and do this for us? Have you ever looked around in this world carefully and observed how mankind operates? By nature, we operate from self. What can I get out of this? How can this help me achieve my goals? What's in this for me? Then observe the outcome of pursuing these self-centered goals. There's either great wealth, which does not last and cannot be taken with you into death, or there is apathy that doesn't care what will happen, but just make it through life comfortably. Or there is poverty and pain with lack of trust in everything except maybe in yourself. You see again why the Savior of mankind had to be God, our perfect God. Only he could make the perfect sacrifice necessary to save imperfect mankind. And only a loving God would be willing to do this for his creation, a creation which had ruined itself. For God so loved the world that he gave his only Son, that whoever believes in him should not perish, but have eternal life. Therefore, we have faith in him, the Son of God. But before we conclude this study, I'm sure you'd like to ask, what about this high priest who's called Melchizedek? He only appears once in the history of the Bible, and that appearance is very brief. He blesses Abraham when Abraham comes back victoriously, having retrieved his servants and possessions from an enemy. Being blessed, Abraham gives a tithe to the high priest. That's all we hear and know about Melchizedek. Well, why is he used in this picture of Jesus being a high priest? It's because the priesthood of Aaron was an imperfect priesthood. It had a beginning and it had an end. But with the short appearance of Melchizedek, there is no beginning and no end. Some commentators believe he was the Son of God himself in the Old Testament. Because he has no beginning and no end, Melchizedek, that is, we can assume he is perfect. Therefore, Jesus Christ's priesthood, which is perfect, cannot be like Aaron's and the Levitical priesthood, which was imperfect, because it came to an end, like death ends things. But the priesthood of Melchizedek was perfect, having no end, like Christ has no end. So the writer to the Hebrews is right when he writes, being made perfect, he, that's Jesus Christ, became the source of eternal salvation to all who obey him, being designated by God a high priest after the order of Melchizedek. So how do we respond to such a God, a loving God? What does it mean to obey him? We trust him and accept his way for our salvation. And when we do so thankfully. That means being obedient to him as best as we can, still having our sinful nature, but now also having our redeemed nature and being forgiven. But even there, our loving God is willing to help us. And so he does. He sends us his Holy Spirit, who calls us and enlightens us and empowers us as we use God's word and sacraments and live our daily lives. We do so that we might do the good works that glorify our loving God, as we learned last week from Ephesians 2, verse 10, that we are his workmanship created for good works. For this, we need God's continued help, and thus he gives to us his Holy Spirit. Let's pray about this. Dear God, we thank you that in your wisdom you have worked out salvation for us through your Son, Jesus Christ, who became our great high priest. We thank you for sending us the Holy Spirit so that we can, by faith, be loving and obedient. Keep us loving and obedient as you would desire for us. We pray in Jesus' name. Amen.
and renew a bright spirit within me. Cast me not away from thy presence, and take not thy Holy Spirit from me. Restore unto me the joy of thy salvation, and
Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name, and thy kingdom come. Thy will be done on earth as in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread. And forgive our trespasses as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, the power, and glory, forever and ever. Amen. Receive the benediction. The Lord bless you and keep you. The Lord makes his face shine upon you and be gracious unto you. The Lord looks upon you with favor and give you peace. Amen.
Sound. May the fruits of your